Tell 911, what is your emergency?
I think we just found one deceased person inside a house. Please send somebody really quick. I'm the caretaker for the subdivision. I'm going to bring him up here.
Are they awake?
I have no idea.
Are they breathing?
I have no idea. I'm not inside the house. It's locked. I can't go in. But I see them. She's laying down on a floor from the window.
Do they appear to be awake or alert?
No.
Are they moving at all?
No, dude, they're not moving. Just send somebody up here really quick.
That's the 911 call made from the caretaker of the property after finding the bodies of Gene Hackman and his wife. We're learning more. The bodies had been there for quite some time. They were partially mummified. Carbon monoxide poisoning has been ruled out. Betsy, Gene Hackman's wife, found on the floor with a space heater by her head. Maybe it fell off the counter when she fell. If she fell, prescription drugs were on the counter and scattered. Gene's body was found in the kitchen. Police think he might have fallen suddenly. His glasses were thrown off of his body. A thorough search of the property will take place. Circumstances were suspicious enough for that. The coroner's office has said that the causes of death will be determined in the next month or so. It's official. Travis Kelce will be back next year with the Chiefs. The big movie out this weekend called Last Breath, starring Woody Harrelson. It's a true story about a deep sea diver who tries to rescue one of his crew members trapped hundreds of feet below the surface. The Oscars are Sunday on ABC and Hulu. Conan O'Brien is the host. And finally, Katy Perry, Gayle King, Lauren Sanchez, Jeff Bezos' wife, are part of an all-female crew going into space aboard a Blue Origin craft. That's your entertainment update. I'm Ryan Kelly.